Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Brick, I think you should host the net. Just wear that white T-shirt, baby. Host the net tonight. That's what I want to see right there. Dang, he ain't got no salsa with him. Let's talk about getting that.
I had a bet that you gonna bring me a case of salsa, man. What's going on, man? I'm Clint. Good to see you.
Oh,
brother.
He put out the rain tonight. Show, how you doing?
We can't be seen. Well, let me take a picture of it. Let me get a picture of it, bro. Here you go.
Alex
man.
Brinkman needs a charger.
Absolutely.
And Clint Sterner.
Somebody
this
get
is
that
the
man a charger.
Clint Sterner got him held up with a charger right now, baby.
The damn World Series champ right there.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
You gonna jump on with us now, or you going?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, he's going to jump on with us.
You got him? All audio.
Yeah, no
Alex
video.
Alex Brinkman, what's going on, man? Hold on. I don't know if we got you. We got him turned up, boss? Give me a mic check. There it is. Turn that up a little bit, boss.
Louder.
There we
all right,
go.
Man. Hey, you got something to hold up to, man. Patty said you dead serious about this tonight. She said you writing jokes. You taking this real serious tonight.
I don't know. I felt like anything you do, you want to do well, right? So I'm got more nerves right now than I do during an at bat.
Yeah, I was going to say I can see them. I mean, I've obviously watched you play a lot, and whether it's you're at third or at the plate, I can see a little nervousness in there, man.
I know. I'm not used to hosting a show, but this will be fun. This will be exciting, and I'm fired up.
What are you pulling from? I know you've had to watch some other folks host, and mm-hmm. leading up to today, other than the rehearsal and you doing your thing, what are you pulling from? Who have you watched?
Oh, I watched last year's with Hannah Storm.
Yep.
So. I kind of got a lay of the land. I was actually at a few of these 2019, 2018. So they're exciting. They're a fun event. I mean, everyone's having a good time. We're honoring three great Houston legends, electing them into the Hall of Fame. And there'll be so many other Houston sports icons in the building. So to be honest, I'm excited to see everybody. My jokes are mainly teammates. But yeah, it's going to be a good show.
Oh, I can't wait to hear these jokes.
They're not.
No, you can't do it now. No, Patty, the way Patty brought it, now you. Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
No, I'm telling you. I had a mustache earlier today when I went and got a haircut. And I don't know if you've watched a lot of Stros baseball in the last, like, 6 years, but one game in 2018, I had a mustache, and after my first at-bat, I shaved it because I got out. And I was going to do that tonight if one of my jokes didn't go well. I was just going to shave the stash and try over and see if that would change up the superstition and the luck.
You had a hard time getting a sponsor for that, huh? You had to get a Bic or one of the laser teams to sponsor.
It took too long in negotiating.
Like, you should have done it right in the middle. Like, if you didn't get the reaction you got, just pulled out the shaving cream and just hit it. All right,
I got to change this luck up. I got to do it.
Hey, let's talk about baseball a little bit, man. These Astros, brother. How's the offseason going?
Offseason's going great. I think everyone's kind of shifted focus already. I think everyone's thinking about 2023. I think that's a good quality to have in great teams that have sustained success over a long period of time is guys aren't satisfied. We've won two in the last 6 years. We've been to the World Series 4 to 6 times, but every single person in that clubhouse is focused on one thing, and that's getting back there and doing it all over again.
We were just talking last segment, Alex Brinkman, world champion, Houston Astro with us on Sports Radio 610. We were just talking earlier about this amazing run. I mean, six straight ALCSs, four World Series appearances. not a lot of people have gone back to back. Like that, and that kind of, see, I see you shaking your head right there. Like, what, like, how big of a deal is that for this group?
No, it's huge. It's a huge deal for every single one of us. I mean, I feel like we've been very fortunate and blessed to accomplish a lot of things in this game together. And going back to back hasn't been done since 2000. So
you even know it. I didn't.
I think that's a good goal for us to have. I think it motivates every single one of us every single day. And I know the season doesn't start in the postseason. We got a great division that we got to go win. And every single person in that clubhouse is ready to go, ready for the challenge.
That's nice of you to say, Alex. we got a great division to win.
Hey, that's nice of you to say.
Who, Alex?
There's
the Rangers. Come on.
There was obviously some monster moments last year.
Look out for
year,
the Angels.
Right? I mean, in the playoffs, there were some monster moments for you. Yeah, the distraction. Which moment in the playoffs last year do you think was the biggest momentum builder for you guys?
I think you have to just go back to game one, to be honest. The three straight at bats. Pena base hit with two outs off of an elite big league reliever. Hensley works a hit by pitch, and then Yordan hits one that's still going. And Houston's going crazy. Got us off to a great start. We won a game that we probably shouldn't have won. Came back from four down. It was 7-3. And once that happened, we kind of just built momentum from there. And to be honest, I thought when we got into the World Series, I thought we were going to roll too. And we got up 5-0. We ended up losing game one. I think the guys were like, dang, we didn't sweep through the entire thing. Because I think a lot of guys were kind of thinking about that. Like, how cool would it be to just not lose a game in the postseason and go sweep three straight rounds? And we still kind of were like that. Framber went out and threw the ball exceptionally well. Everyone was still a little bit like, we didn't sweep. Yeah. But then game three happens. We get punched in the mouth, and it's like, all right, boys, time to respond. We've done this for our whole career. Let's go. Javier steps up, throws a no-hitter. Verlander comes back, gets his first career World Series victory. And then Framber dominates again, and Yordan comes through with a huge homer. So it all started for us in game one of the ALDS and kind of just rolled from there.
Framber, is he ready to be the ace?
He's a stud, man. He's a stud. He the highest ground ball rate in the game. Him or McCullers is one of the two. They both get so many ground balls, it's crazy. Big-time sinker, big-time breaking ball. It's fun to play. Honestly, it's fun to play third base when Framber pitches because every single hitter, I got a chance to get a ground ball, and it could be on any pitch. So,
what's the I talked a lot over the last couple of years with Carlos Correa, and one moment where with Framber, who you're talking about, where he – I call it a – I don't know what you want to call it. Just got his mind right, checked him at the mound. I think all of us fans were watching, and I just vividly remember that moment. And when Carlos went elsewhere, I looked at Alex Bregman and said, if that ever happens again, then I would imagine it's going to be Alex. To me, Altuve seems to be kind of a quiet guy. Yuli didn't appear to be that guy. I said, if anybody's going to fill that kind of shoe or that kind of void.
He talked about it all year.
I'm telling you, I put it out there, man. Mm-hmm. And I only bring that up because you guys got a lot, maybe not Framber, but you got a lot of young dudes that are going to be on the bump for you.
No, we do. I mean, we got a young staff, and it's honestly, it's one of the most, it's crazy because all the guys are so young, but all those guys have 5+ games World Series experience in them. So they've pitched in the biggest games, they've pitched in the biggest moments, and then they got a catcher behind the plate who knows each and every one of them like the back of his hand, and he's called games for them in the most pressure-packed environments, in the most pressure-packed situations. So he knows how to get them back where they need to be. And Martin Maldonado has just done an unbelievable job for this pitching staff up and down. I mean, every single person on that roster who's a pitcher is very thankful to have Martin Maldonado back there putting the fingers down.
I got to know this. I know you had the finger injury in game six. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that's healing up. Would you have been able to go game seven?
I'd have been able to go that again that night. We're all good. This is the World Series. You got a horse in the Kentucky Derby. I don't care if he's the long shot. He's got to run. Let's go.
Hey, we had me and my partner here, as you can tell, he likes to poke the bear every now and then. We had a conversation yesterday. Mm-hmm. And the Astros, you guys like to rest players, get guys rest throughout the year. So the utility players maybe have a little bigger role than most organizations. I don't know. I cover y'all. I don't cover anybody else. And I said, hell, we're talking about Yuli, if he's going to come back or not. I said, well, hell, look, Bregman can slide over to short. and Yuli can play third. If anybody in the middle, if the young fella at the middle needs a rest. Point being is, I'm going to get to it, is Alex Bregman at shortstop. You still got shortstop in you?
Hey, let's just be honest. Let's just be honest.
Oh, after watching Pena play short and watching Correa play short, I don't think I have shortstop in
me. Don't say that.
My God.
Don't say it.
My God.
Could I,
there you go.
Could I play it? Could
One
I play,
game.
Could I play shortstop at, an, at those two dudes' level? No. But could I play shortstop at an above-average major league level? Hell yeah.
My man. Just to give somebody a little rest.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. No doubt.
Hey, we just try to keep them legs right, though.
No doubt. I mean, growing up, I thought I'd play second base. And then I get drafted to Houston Astros, and we got a perennial all-star there, MVP winner. And then Carlos just got called up right the year I got drafted, maybe a month after I got drafted, Carlos got his big leg debut.
Yeah.
And from that point on, when I was in the minor leagues, I was like, all right, let me find a way to play third base. Let me find a way. I want to play there right now. Right when I got drafted, they had me still playing shortstop, but I was like, move me to third. I want to get called up. Let's go.
Hey, look, I know you're a busy man and you got to get your mind right, but Hannah Storm stayed for about 15, 20 minutes last year. So I'm assuming you want to one up her. So I got a couple more questions.
Okay. Come on. Bring them on.
I know over the last couple of years you've had, I think 1 year you put on muscle, try to gain a little bit of weight, and you try to lean out a little bit, and it's a fluid situation. What is Alex Bregman's off-season goals this year leading into 2023?
I think mine are just get to the batter's box 650 times or whatever that number is, that stay healthy for 162 games plus the postseason, whatever it takes to do that. And for me, staying on top of my gym work, staying on top of my physical therapy work, just maintenance, you know, just maintaining the physical level of fitness that I have at the beginning of the season all the way through the season. This was the first season in my whole career where I felt like I had maintained my strength and energy throughout from start to finish. And we made a bunch of changes during the season routine, pregame and postgame, how I warmed up to play. When I hit the field, it was all game speed, high intensity. I didn't stretch last year. I was active warm up. I was doing high intensity band work. I'd get out to the field, and as soon as I got out to the field, it was game speed work. And then after the game, soft tissue treatment, make sure that everything gets calmed down, relaxed, and then sleep a bunch. And changed my diet. Hired Chef Ray. He's the best. He's actually worked with so many Houston athletes around town and. With the Astros, the Rockets. So I started eating healthy. But overall, just staying on top of the physical routine, the physical fitness to where I can maintain how I feel coming into the season all the way through.
All right.
Last one, man. I can't help but ask. Little man, how's he doing?
He's doing great. He's doing great. He's growing up fast. I think he said dad, but Reagan won't give him credit for it because it was just one time. So. He's getting big. He's growing up fast. It's crazy to see how much he grows every single day. I feel like if I go out of town for a day, he's like grown up 3 inches and he's doing new things. So, it's been exciting. It's been the biggest blessing in the world. He's about to be 6 months.
Look, I mean, you're causing me hell. I'm gonna be, or he is, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're a little man. I got a daughter that's 11 months old,
mm-hmm.
and your little man was born with more hair than she has right now. So my wife, she sees pictures of your little man, and she's like, "Man, what is going on over here?" So,
well, I it's not for me. It's for my wife. When he was born, he looked just like her. Thank God. And then now, what he's done to me is now I have a few gray hairs in there. So, I wish I had his hair, but. I don't. Instead, I have to go see a makeup artist before
come
the
on,
show so I can fix
on.
It up.
Well, good luck, man.
I can't wait till we get to all see that ice, though, that you got there. That is nice. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.